Good morning, it's Thursday, August 20th. On the Daily Maelstrom Briefing, the Treasury's buyback blitz fails to hold long-end yields as federal debt tops $40 trillion. And Fed minutes show a broad hawkish tilt while jobless claims fall to 206,000. Plus, oil, gold, and Bitcoin push higher. The Treasury's doubling of long bond buybacks failed to cap yields on Wednesday. The 30-year yield still rose to 5.196%. Total federal debt has now crossed $40 trillion. That debt load is up $1 trillion in just 3 months. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the department will at least double purchases of long-dated securities to $4 billion per auction starting September 9th. Analysts surveyed by the Wall Street Journal say market relief at the unexpected intervention could prove short-lived as it fails to address concerns about high levels of debt and government spending. Secretary Bessent is leaning into his self-styled role as America's bond trader-in-chief. The intervention initially fueled a rally. The long end quickly retraced the decline. The 10-year yield rose 5.7 basis points to 4.647%. Economists call the move small and temporary. The failure matters because it exposes fiscal sustainability doubts. Widening term premiums pressure mortgage rates and the dollar. Rate-sensitive equities feel it too. Gold is acting as the alternative store of value. Deutsche Bank compares the buyback doubling to Operation Twist. J.P. Morgan strategists warn the buyback blitz may end up driving bond yields higher. The Treasury is now an activist long-end interventionist. Long-duration Treasuries are under pressure. The curve is repricing at the long end. The dollar is losing its rate anchor, and gold and silver are the clearest beneficiaries. The market's problem is not liquidity. Buybacks can smooth an auction, but they cannot erase $40 trillion of debt. Nor can they stop the rising supply tied to data centers, defense, and reshoring. Watch the 20-year Treasury auction Thursday. $16 billion of supply is slated just hours after the intervention. The core fact is simple. The buyback doubling has not yet convinced investors that long-term debt is under control. Turning to the Federal Reserve. Minutes from the July meeting show a broad hawkish tilt. Several officials favored a quarter-point rate hike. The committee voted 9-3 to hold rates at 3.5-3.75%. Initial jobless claims fell to 206,000 from 212,000. The leading index rose 0.2%. The Philadelphia Fed Index climbed to 47.4. AP News reports, many Fed officials think higher rates will be needed if inflation stays high. Dallas Fed President Lori Logan, Cleveland's Beit Hammack, and Minneapolis's Neil Kashkari dissented in favor of a quarter-point increase. Kansas City's Jeff Schmid and St. Louis' Alberto Musilam were not voting members. Both have since said they would also have supported a hike. The Riksbank has held rates steady for 7 consecutive meetings. That is a reminder that global central banks are not pivoting quickly. The minutes show patience has eroded. The committee is closer to a tightening bias than markets believed. That shifts the risk-reward for the 2-year note and for equities priced for cuts. The consequence is straightforward. Near-term rate cuts look less likely. Front-end treasury yields and the short-term dollar get support. Duration and rate-sensitive equities take pressure. Resilient labor data and firm manufacturing readings support cyclicals. But the same data raise the odds the Fed stays higher for longer. That keeps term premiums under pressure across the curve. 2-year Treasury yields are likely to stay anchored higher. Equities that depend on cheap financing face a tougher discount rate. The dollar may catch a short-term bid. Markets are repricing the probability of any cut this year. The core fact, the Fed is not easing. Several officials are ready to tighten again if inflation doesn't cool. Let's get to the markets. Brent crude is above $93 a barrel, a three-week high. The 30-year Treasury yield is at 5.2%, and the 10-year is near 4.7%. The dollar is mixed. Gold has cleared $4,500 an ounce, with silver above $66. Bitcoin is around $72,000. The South Korean won has broken $1,400 per dollar. Japan's 10-year yield is near 3%, the highest in decades. The yen is weaker. SIBO shares are down 3.5%. Coinbase stock is up 8%. Ether is at $2,250. The 10-year Treasury remains the global benchmark to watch today. France's 10-year borrowing cost has hit 4.13%, the highest since 2008. Prime Minister Lecornu denies cuts to housing aid, but his government confirmed a €4.2 billion family policy savings review. The French bonds bund spread is widening as the 2027 budget debate roils. Le Pen blames Macronism for the fiscal squeeze. Japan's July exports surged 23.2%, the fastest since October 2022. Semiconductor equipment shipments jumped 49.1%. Imports rose 27.8% on an 87.8% surge in petroleum costs. The 10-year Japanese bonds yield is near 3%, the highest in decades. President Trump declared economic D-Day on Iran after the 60-day ceasefire expired without resolution. He threatened tremendous economic consequences for countries that aid Iran. Brent crude is above $93. The Hormuz disruption is rerouting Gulf oil, with Saudi Aramco selling 4 million barrels outside the strait to China. Moderna and Merck reported phase 3 success for a personalized mRNA melanoma vaccine paired with Keytruda. Moderna stock rose 177%, then gave back 20%. It is the first positive phase 3 for an individualized neoantigen therapy. The study involved more than 1,100 patients. President Trump nominated Heidi Overton to lead the FDA. She is a vaccine-skeptic White House aide and RFK Jr. ally. Overton recently appeared at the signing of an executive order to slim the childhood vaccine schedule. Analysts warn the pick may destabilize drug approvals. Senate confirmation is expected to be contentious. Egypt's sovereign spread narrowed to 322 basis points, the lowest since 2014. The central bank held rates and lifted its growth forecast to 5% for this fiscal year. Egyptian bonds have returned more than 10% since March. A short-selling rulebook launches late September on the EGX. North Korea fired 10 short-range ballistic missiles into the sea. Pyongyang dismissed Trump's curtailed military drills and summit offer. Seoul is asking China for help. South Korea estimates Pyongyang has up to 120 nuclear warheads. The launches came from the Pyongyang region at around 5 p.m. Seoul time. Google has won a $10 million bankruptcy auction for Spirit Airlines data. The purchase covers 100 million emails and 500 million Microsoft Teams chats. The company plans to use the material to train artificial intelligence models. Flight attendants object. Their union says the data does not have adequate privacy protections. A court postponed the hearing on the sale after those objections. The dispute shows how desperate AI developers are for real-world workplace records. It is a strange outcome. A bankrupt airline's internal communications now become a tech giant's training set. The competition for AI training data has reached bankruptcy court. The dollar amount is small, but the data may be uniquely useful. The court will decide whether privacy concerns outweigh the value of the material. The court's delay leaves the purchase in limbo. That is not a resolution, just a postponement. The privacy fight is now the main event. That's the Daily Maelstrom briefing for Thursday, August 20th. Tomorrow hinges on whether the Treasury auction and the Fed minutes force yields still higher.